This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If we're not thinking as an ummah, we're not thinking about it as a Muslim community, we don't make our own food, we don't educate our own children, we don't actually own as much as we think we do after credit and mortgage is taken into account. We can't make things for ourselves, therefore we are not self-sufficient. Remember when the oil embargo happened in the 70s, what did the King of Saudi Arabia say threateningly? He said, we'll go back to dates and water if we have to. That's power, right? To have the ability to produce for yourself is to not be able to be messed with by anybody else. We can't satisfy all of our needs as a community. Again, we've got the Holy Trinity, we've got tons of doctors on lock, engineers, no problem. But who's going to write poetry? Who's going to write curriculum? Who's going to, we saw this with the LGBTQ phenomenon, all of a sudden, Muslims are on the backpedaling. Who's gonna write the curriculums? Who in this club, raise your hand if you're an education major. I hope there's one in the room. Is there one in the room? Education? Anybody? No, nobody in this room does education. Aib, one person. Yes, my man. But the idea is, this is not collective thinking. This is not collective thinking. We're being fed individualism, okay? Like you and you and you and you. What are you gonna do for your life? We're not thinking as an ummah. We're not thinking about it as a Muslim community. If we're gonna have all of our bases covered, we need diversity. We need everybody to have all the skills covered. Is it viable? Is it viable to have a community in this way? Last night, we had somebody say that their first encounter with someone in Canada at a gas station was that your third generation belongs to us, or your third generation will be ours. If this is how assimilation happens, all the things that I've been pointing out, how the fracturing of the family and the breaking up and the feeding you dreams and the dreams that you imagine for yourself that aren't your own dreams. They're not your own dreams. They were fed to you. Okay, this is how assimilation happens. It's not sustainable, it's not viable. In three generations, if these are our dreams, we will not be Muslims, or maybe your children or your grandchildren will not be Muslims.